time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, greetings, everyone. Happy Saturday to you if you're listening to this today. If not, happy day, whatever day you are listening to this. It's been beautiful here in Bend. It's not even close to being winter. We're right smack dab in the middle of February. The Winterfest is going on this weekend, which has now been nicknamed the Springfest. Just gorgeous. Blue skies, 60 degrees, snow on the mountains. Just absolutely fantastic. Hope everybody has good plans for the weekend and has been progressing towards your goals that you have established. And if you aren't, how are you handling your lack of progress or even your progress with it? This is going to bring us to our topic today, which is emotional maturity. And there's emotional maturity and then there's adolescence. And a lot of individuals have not been taught or recognized the difference between emotional maturity and adolescence maturity. You know, when we look at teenagers and unfortunately even a lot of 20-year-olds and plus and even 30 and 40-year-olds, when things are going well, everybody's kind of okay. They're even keeled. But when things start to go wrong, we really start to see how our emotional intelligence, our emotional maturity surfaces. Do we over-exaggerate our emotions when something doesn't go our way? Do we get really angry? Do we get upset? Do we carry a wrong with us for days and days and days? This is all part of that adolescent maturity. And when we start looking at wanting to accomplish things in life and wanting to succeed in areas of our life, our emotional maturity, our emotional intelligence is going to determine a great deal of how we attract to us the opportunities and the people. Because if you look at it, right, the premise of my coaching is thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, which create results. Well, Joe Dispenza does a fantastic job on demonstrating how when we get so addicted and attached to our emotions because of the chemical release that goes through it, we often have emotions first. We often have this chemical release first, and then we have a thought, and then we take an action or don't take an action, and then we have a result. So part of emotional maturity is one going back to that model of TFAR and what do you want to accomplish? What actions do you have to take? What emotions do you have to have? And then what thoughts do you have? Because if we let the emotions drive our thinking, and I will say it's fair to say that probably most of the emotions that we experience, I will just call disempowering. I'm not going to call it negative because every emotion does have a positive aspect to it, but I will call it disempowering because if it doesn't help us create the life we want, it's holding us back. And if we run on emotions, we are going to create the same thoughts over and over again, like the victim mentality, right? We complain, blame, or justify. Justify basically is making excuses. And we stay locked in that when we have that emotional adolescence about our results. So when we can start to be aware of how we are reacting instead of responding. So if you look at the word re-act, it means that we've been acting a certain way our whole life. And when we're presented with a situation, we just react to it. That is, do the same thing over and over again. Where when we can take time to respond, we can look at the situation, determine the appropriate response, and consciously, mindfully, and being aware, respond to that situation. Now, there's some signs of emotional maturity. There are many signs, but I'm just going to go through 12 of them. One of them is flexibility, that you're able to, in each situation, you're able to adapt according to the results that you're getting. You're not attached to a specific outcome. When we get attached to an outcome, we want something this way, and we're not flexible in accepting whatever the outcome may be, whether it's asking somebody out for a date, whether it's proposing a business opportunity to a bank, whatever it might be. When we get attached to the outcome and then that outcome doesn't happen, we then get mad, get upset, get depressed, and then those thoughts lead to other thoughts, lead to other thoughts. Where when we can have behavioral flexibility, that is, whatever the situation calls for, we can adapt to that. So if somebody says no, whether it's the bank or somebody you're asking out on a date, you have the flexibility to go, okay, great, I'll move on to somebody else. Another sign of emotional maturity is responsibility. And I've gone through this many, many times, as being responsible for your life, responsible for changing it if you don't like it, and responsible for how you respond to the situations that you're in. This is huge in emotional maturity, because so often people slip into giving their power away. They'll hire somebody to do something, and then when that person doesn't do it, they get upset. But yet, if it's something that, if it's a business, if it's a website, if it's plumbing in the house, it's still your responsibility to make sure it gets done. So if it doesn't get done right the first time, it's your responsibility to go back and talk to the person, make sure it gets done again, again, again. And by staying engaged in your life, you are taking responsibility. When you give it, when you give part of your life over to somebody else, you are relinquishing complete control of it, and you are not responsible. So responsibility is another sign of emotional maturity. Another one is that you understand that vision trumps knowledge. So that is that your vision, you might not have the knowledge on how you're going to achieve something. And you don't get hung up on not doing it because you don't have the knowledge, but your vision is more important than your knowledge. The vision of what your life wants to be like will compel you to move forward, will create the emotion that will attract to you the people who may have the knowledge, or will attract to you at least the resources so that you can have the knowledge. So lack of knowledge will hold back many people with adolescent thinking. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do whatever it might be. And then you stop moving forward. You have a vision, but you stop. Well, when you have emotional maturity, you understand that this is what I want. I don't know how to do it yet, and I will align myself with the resources in order to do that. Personal growth. The sojourn of personal growth is another one, that as you mature emotionally, you understand that personal growth is part of that process, that you continue to grow and blossom into a new individual each day, each moment, based on the experiences that you are experiencing and based on how you are responding to those experiences. Also, you seek alternative views, so you're not stuck on a fixated, it's my way or the highway. If you are going after something big and you think this is XYZ is a way to get to it, emotionally mature individual will seek counsel, will seek alternative views. They may hire a consultant, or they may ask some friends who have accomplished what they want to. And what the important part here is seeking alternative views of people that are going to support you. Often, when we share our dreams with emotionally unmature or adolescent people, they will tell us all the reasons why it can't be done, why it shouldn't be done, and why you're wasting your time. So you want to seek alternative views. An emotionally mature individual will seek alternative views of somebody who, quote, is more successful than they are. They'll understand that there's power in that. Another one is that emotionally mature individuals are non-judgmental. And this is really, really tough, because we judge so much by default these days. But when you can look at a person, look at an event, and not have any judgment about it, because what's happening, the judgment is our projection onto that. So we think something is good or bad. We think something is horrible. And we project onto it. And then that holds us back. It holds us in the energy of judgment, which is a disempowering energy. And then we're not able to see a bigger picture. So when we can look at a person, place, or thing non-judgmental, basically accepting. So acceptance is key for emotional maturity. Resilience. This is another one. When you know you have emotionally mature, when you are emotionally mature, you'll have resilience. You get knocked down, you get up, and you don't, and you get knocked down, you get up, and you do it with a passion, with an energy, with a thriving behind it. It's like, okay, I'm going to get up again, get up again, get up again. And it's this resilience that helps foster the mental strength that is required to achieve your success. Most emotionally unmature individuals will quit after one try, will quit after two tries. But if the dream is big enough and you have the vision, then resilience is essential for emotional maturity. A calm demeanor. So can you stay calm? Can you express yourself if you're dissatisfied with a result or an individual's behavior? Can you express that with a calm demeanor? Because it's the words that you want the person to understand, not necessarily the emotion. But how often do we end up in a yelling fight with our significant other or our children or perhaps an employee or a boss? We raise our vocal level. We think that if the more volume behind our opinion, that the person's going to understand it. And so we have a belief that volume equals that they're going to be able to accept it. But it's not the case. A calm demeanor really shows that you have control over your emotions and then you're able to articulate your view very well. Realistic optimism. We want to have optimism. We want to be optimistic about our future, but we also want to be realistic about it. And that is, you know, that's part of the smarter goals. Have I accomplished something like this before? Have I done this before? And it's usually this realistic optimism is usually what I would call just a stretch of what you've done before. It's not something so large that it's like, yeah, I just can't do this. But it's that I've done this before and I think I can push myself a little bit further. And that's part of that realistic optimism. Approachability. How many times have you been in an environment where you see somebody and you just get this bad vibe and you don't even want to approach them? They could be looking down at the ground. They could be standing with their arms crossed. They could be in the corner. They could have a scowl on their face, whatever that. That is not emotional maturity. An emotional mature individual is very, very approachable. You don't even have to know them, but you just know you can go up to them and say hi and talk to them and have a great conversation. So as an emotionally mature individual, you are also very approachable. Your self-belief another one. Your self-belief is out of the charts. You believe in yourself as to what you're doing, who you are. You know your values. You understand yourself, and you can move into any environment and know that you can handle it. Self-belief, self-confidence is not knowing that you have all the answers. It's that you can be put into any environment and survive, and perhaps even thrive. So your self-belief is, I could be put into anything, and I'll figure a way. I'll determine a way. It's not necessarily having all the answers, but you can find the answers. And then the most important one, I think, is humor. Got to have a great sense of humor. Emotionally mature people just can look at life and laugh, can look at the situations and laugh, and find the fun and the humor in everything. And it may, there are some, yes, I grant it, there are some circumstances that it would be really difficult to find the humor. And perhaps this is where the behavioral flexibility comes in, and you have a vision that helps you guide you so you can see perhaps not the humor in it, but at least the lighter side of it. So those are some aspects of an emotionally mature individual. I would love to hear back from you on some of these. My book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, helps you with developing this emotional maturity by working with your thoughts. My one-day private intensive, this is just a one-day me and you, a warrior's quest, really goes into eliminating these disempowering emotions of anger, sadness, fear, and guilt, so that you can create a more empowering and a more compelling future. So those are two resources that you could use to start to develop your emotional maturity. If you like this topic, would like to go deeper into any of the 12 aspects that I've gone over, or if you have any feedback, please, please visit me at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.